Today at Quadrant on March 14th, and greetings to each and everyone in cyberspace. The question came up about long-term and short-term goals. What are they? We have to plan out our karma that we make in this life. Hopefully, it'll all be good karma. Therefore, we need short-term goals, and we need long-term goals. Many people are pushed into various professions by their family. They're not suited to the profession. And they graduate and ask themselves, what do I do next? Do I get a job near my family home? Do I go to a far-off country and seek employment? All those long-term goals of an education should be planned out ahead of graduation. Because you have one life, you have to take care of it. Either a shorter or long span of years. You have to make best use out of your time during the time that you are awake. They say in a lifespan, you sleep 20 to 30 years. So during those waking hours, it's very essential to have short-term goals. That means like a month or year ahead. And long-term goals, that's like 5, 10 years ahead, a lifetime. In the United States, before the First and Second World War, everyone knew what they were going to do for the rest of their life by the time they were 18 or 19 years of age, and they went ahead and lived out their life. Society was stable, society was strong, and there were a few problems. Now the mind seems to be confused by young people, old people alike, too much television, too much input, not enough planning, not enough talking, not enough camaraderie to sit down and plan out what you're going to do this year, next year, the year after, and the year after that. That's how you keep your karma under control. Short-term goals and long-term goals planned out according to Dharma. We hope this answered that question. If it hadn't, we can go in again tomorrow. Have a beautiful day, everybody, in cyberspace. It's very, very wonderful that you keep tuning in to Quieting Om. And it's a joy for us to talk with you and be one with your mind and spirit. Om Namah Shivaya.